Molly Gardner, welcome to Around It About.
Hi.
We actually spoke with you a few months ago before you left for the trip. Now you're back to tell us what happened on the trip. Before we get to that, though, let's get some background on you and Imani. On your Facebook page, Imani is described as a sewing and reconciliation program for women in Africa. And you've got locations in Africa as well as one here in Chattanooga. How does this all work? How is this connected to Chattanooga?
Well, Imani was founded by a Chattanoogan. It was founded by Becky Chinchin in 1996. She was a missionary in Liberia, and during the civil conflict of the 90s, she and her family were displaced and decided, or I guess they just moved to Nairobi, Kenya.
Yeah.
So after living there for a little while, she realized that there were a lot of refugees coming from different areas of Africa, whether it's the Rwandan genocide, Liberia. They were just coming in and they didn't have the security that a native Kenyan would have with the papers and the finances. And so they didn't have the ease of finding a job. So she started training them how to sew, and it just kind of blossomed over the last almost 20 years into this program where women can come and they can learn how to sew. They can learn how to do business practices. And it's been a pretty amazing growth.
And Imani, these women at these various centers in places like Kenya make these goods. They ship them here to the U.S. And here in Chattanooga, we have a distribution center. How does that work?
Yeah, so Imani Chattanooga is at 420 South Willow Street. It's in a warehouse. And we buy quarterly shipments from the Kenya Center, which gets most of the locations from around Africa. It gets their stuff. So we buy stuff, it gets shipped over, and then it's our job to sell it. And whatever profits we make will go towards the next order. So it's a very, you know, supply and demand type, you know, situation. It's very, very exciting.
And you're a member of a fair trade organization. What are you a member of, and what exactly is fair trade for people who aren't really familiar with that concept?
Yeah, so fair trade is the concept of, you know, I'm sure you've heard of, you know, the labor camps and stuff where you don't really know where you're getting that, you know, really cheap shirt from a discount store or whatever, that it's probably a sketchy situation. Fair trade encourages and enforces principles that are ethical. So women at Imani are paid more than minimum wage in their country. They have good working conditions. They have good products. Just everything surrounding them is ensured to be ethical.
That's something we've actually covered on Around It About a few months ago. We're trying to just specifically find places in Chattanooga where you can buy fair trade clothing. And Imani really is one of the few places where you can buy something and know it wasn't made in a sweatshop where people were paid incredibly low wages.
Mm-hmm. That's something that I've really realized over the past year that I've been working with Imani, is that we talk about, you know, the 6 degrees of separation that everybody's so excited about. When you buy from Imani, you really only have 1 or 2 degrees of separation from the woman who made it. I recently came back from Nairobi, and I can tell you exactly who made the quilts and who made the pot holders.
So you're a photojournalist. You go over there to Kenya to meet some of the women who work at the Imani Center in Kenya. What was your goal ultimately in meeting these women and documenting some of their stories?
Yeah, my goal actually was with the states in mind. It was to create a kind of a bridge between the locations overseas and the locations in the states, and for the consumers to have this this bond with the women who make their things. And that was one of the things that during the interviews with the women I heard over and over again, was that these women wanted to share with people in the states that Imani is a place of love and a place of reconciliation, that they personally have experienced this. And one woman said that, you know, the products that we make them in love, not just because we love what we do and we love each other, but because we love you as the consumers. And she wanted me to share that with Chattanooga and say that, you know, when they make things, they really do care about their families and the welfare of their families, but they also care about everything over here in the States, and they want the best for our products.
What were some of the biggest surprises for you when you finally got there and got to meet these Omani women in person?
Goodness, there are so many. Well, everything, it doesn't matter where you are, is dry. It is so different than the South and the humidity.
In Africa.
And in Nairobi, especially because of the high elevation,
yeah.
Even though it's practically on the equator, it's such a high elevation. It's very dry. And so it was so much fun for me to go outside and get to wear, you know, long sleeves in June. But it was just so neat. The culture over there, there's this, it's almost a, I don't know, I've been calling it like a elegant authenticity. They are so genuine. There's a beautiful down to the bone love there that, you know, you don't have to sugarcoat everything, because at the root of it all, there is this joy and there's this hope. And it was very encouraging and very inspiring for me to come back. And, you know, I had never been there before. And so to take photographs of these women, you can just see it in their faces. We would be joking. It was really funny. So whenever I would take my camera out, they would all kind of roll their eyes. They wouldn't roll their eyes. They would get a little bit camera shy.
Okay.
And so I would take a couple pictures, and I am notorious as a photographer in general for being like, okay, just one more. And that means like 20 more photos.
Yeah.
So I did that, and it was so funny to see these women react. The longer I was there, the more we got to know each other. And so I would say, oh, just one more. And then the shutter would click 5 more times. And they would start laughing and making fun of each other. And I would say, oh, no, you're my models. You're my new models. You know, you're going to be the face of Omani in Chattanooga and around the States. And they would just start laughing. And you could see that in the photos, that these women, it's not uncommon for them to be at their sewing machines and just get up and hug one another when they finish a project that they're really excited about, to get up and rejoice over it. And that's not common in the States.
No, I think we're kind of not jaded, but just we're so used to everyone having a camera at all times in all places that we don't really care anymore.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, even when the camera wasn't there, it was this constant enthusiasm. I think I've come to view work, you know, in my career in general as, oh, well, you have to go to work to make money to live.
Yeah.
And at Omani, it's you get to go to work.
Wow.
Because you want to.
Yeah.
So
that's Molly Gardner, a Chattanooga photographer. She works for Omani Yajou. What is Omani's website, and where can people see some of the photographs that you took?
Yeah. So Omani's website is omaniafrica.org, and you can see photographs. Goodness. If you go to our Facebook page, we use those a lot on our Facebook page. You'll see them pop up on the website as well. And then if you follow our Instagram, that's a huge way. It's just Omani Yajou, no spaces. And
how do you spell it?
AmaniYajou.
Cool. And you've got some recording of some of the women singing that you captured while you were there. Why don't we close with that?
Absolutely. It's beautiful. You know, they open every day with singing and prayer requests. It's one of the ways that the women can really support each other. And I think it's amazing. They sing, and I'm convinced they have a secret choir practice somewhere, because
wow,
it is so flawless.
Molly, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Day by day.